7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right, begin transmission.
Come on, come in here. Come in the bathroom if you want to drink your kitty waters. Come on.
It's starting, you know. Come on. Of course it's starting. This has to happen as the show starts. And here we go. The current time, my friends, is 1930 UTC, and that means that not only is it time to pour the kitty water, it is also time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, hi, the Dubious Goals Committee, starring my cat, who won't come into the bathroom. I'm looking back out there. Here she is, standing right at the threshold. Hi, Pippa, you want some kitty water? Pippa wants kitty water. The bowl is empty. I am prepared to pour the kitty water, but she won't come into the bathroom. How do we get the cat to enter the bathroom so she can enjoy her delicious kitty water? Right, we flush the toilet. And here she comes, running right in. Great. Okay, so now we grab the jug. Oh. And we pour the water. Okay, I'm pouring the water. The cat's drinking the water. And I know what you're thinking. Boy, this show is really starting out more exciting than usual. This is going to be a great Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, no, this is actually going to be terrible. This is another one of those terrible shows. I'm just going to phone it in. I can't do anything. Once again, it's extremely cold and it's still really windy. Actually, it's a little bit warmer than it has been in the last few days, but with the wind, yeah, so I got cold drafts in my house, and then this room is chilly and just and I had a little problem last night. Yeah, at about midnight 30, I had my legs go, just my calves, both of them. It didn't last very long, probably only about 5 seconds, but they're a little bit stiff and sore still. The only good news about all this is I did kind of sleep okay. I slept fairly well, probably because it's a little bit warmer than it was. So, pretty excited about that. Let's see, what else am I excited about today? Yeah, am I going to miss it though? I got to catch the replay of the motorcycle race that I was unable to watch last night. And if I can't catch the replay, then I guess I'm just going to have to be satisfied with highlights. I've got to catch up on my, what else am I supposed to, I gotta check some stats. I got a lot of sports business I gotta do today that I don't want to do, but, okay, the cat finally stops drinking. Oh, this is not good. It's, moving from this position and standing, there we go, no problem. I'm good. Oh, yeah, I'm good. As long as I don't move, and as long as I don't do anything, and blah, 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 blah. So, what are we going to do today? Well, I've only been up for about an hour. I kind of slept late. I tried to go to bed a little bit early. And, well, I don't know, maybe I just didn't go to bed as early as I thought, or I didn't fall asleep in the right time or whatever, but yeah. So I haven't been up for very long. And, well, I can say that it's very sunny outside. I'm walking around in my house right now, just trying to get some stretch on my calves, which are kind of tight. So here we are. I'm walking around. Oh, here we are in the guitar zone. How is Stovemaster doing? Stovemaster is out of tune. How about the Spirit of Cuba? Also out of tune. How about Guanyin? Slightly better. That's because I was playing this one a couple nights ago. Two nights ago? I think so. And here's my cat sitting over here by the bass amp. Here's this thing. Ugh, it sounds terrible. What else is laying around, instrument-wise? Well, got my Taisha Goto right here, but it's in its case, staying nice and warm. And I've got my Zouk over here and my baritone guitar over here. They're in their cases, staying nice and warm. Yada, yada. Yeah, okay, so I know you're not really excited to hear me talking about walking around in my house. But I can't help it. I didn't do anything yesterday. I just had to sort of sit around with a blanket over my legs, trying to keep my legs warm so they wouldn't freak out and cramp up and do crazy, crazy stuff. Okay. Yowza. Yowza. But I did do some thinking last night. And you know how much I just love to think. I like to think crazy stuff. And what was I thinking about? Oh, I was thinking about more ideas for my gravity camera. I've been thinking about my gravity camera for a while. And basically, if you haven't heard the explanation of the gravity camera, basically what it is it's a camera that is basically like a false color thermal imaging camera, in that it does false color imaging for gravity. So, you know, you can point it at things and you can look through it. I sat down again. And you can find out where the gravity is. Because gravity is invisible. You can't see it. That's why you need my special gravity camera. Now you might be wondering, now Tob, why the hell would you want a gravity camera? Well, as most of the committee is aware, gravity is my hereditary enemy. Gravity is my nemesis. Gravity is trying to kill me. So obviously I need to look out for gravity. I need to know where gravity is at any particular time so that I can avoid it. I like to avoid gravity. Oh, this is good tea, though. Man, oh man. What are you drinking, Tob? I'm drinking the Gaoshan. I was drinking the Longjing for a couple days. Last night, or late afternoon sometime, I switched over to this. And I think, is this the second or is this the third infusion on this leaf? I think this was the third infusion, actually. Which explains a lot. It's always the third infusion, kids. Always. So at some point in time last night, I did sit down at my synth for a little while. And I was just listening to that thing. That weird, weird thing that we've got going. And I thought, oh, what happens if we throw some voltage into this other thingy? This other thingy-ma-dingy. So I tried that. I failed to impress myself. But you can hear it, too, here in a minute. I think we're going to go over there. Because I have just one other thing to tell you. And I don't know why I'm telling you this. You won't be impressed. This is not information you need to know. This isn't anything that you care about. But last night I was watching a video. I was watching a video of one of my favorite people in the world. His name is Ricky Jay. Now, Ricky Jay is, he's all kinds of things. And sometimes he's an actor. So if you've ever seen any David Mamet films, like House of Games, you may have seen Ricky Jay. If you saw the movie Mystery Men, starring Ben Stiller and Janine Garofalo and William H. Macy, among others, I mean, that's a star-studded film that Claire Forlani's in it, Jeffrey Rush is in it, Eddie Izzard's in it. It's a great film if you're following it. It's just full of way too many meta jokes, and that's why the movie didn't do well in the box office. I think it was considered a flop. I saw it in the theater, and I laughed my butt off. Especially at the Ricky Jay part. Because, of course, Ricky Jay is in the film. He plays a very minor role. He's the, is he the agent or is he the lawyer of Greg Kinnear's character? He's the lawyer, I think. It's been a while since I've seen it. Oh, sitting back down here in front of the synth. Well, there's a scene in the where they're in a limo. Greg Kinnear is Captain whatever, Captain America type superhero. He's sitting across from Ricky Jay in the limo, and he's complaining about something, and why can't you do this? Why can't you do that? And Ricky Jay says, look, Chief, I'm a lawyer, not a magician. Blah, 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 blah. And the hilarious irony of this, of course, I burst out screaming with laughter in the theater when I saw that. Nobody else got the joke because nobody knows who Ricky Jay is. Ricky Jay, wait, didn't he just die, or who am I thinking of? Ricky Jay is one of the greatest magicians who's ever lived, and he is the real thing. He is a god of card sleights. He's not doing stupid stage magic where he's just waving his arms and letting a bunch of machinery do the work. No, this guy is a god of sleights. I first discovered who he was entirely accidentally when I was in a bookstore as a child looking at magic books, and sort of tucked away in the side where you can't see it is this tiny little book called Cards as Weapons. And I said, what the hell? And they didn't have any other card books, any card manipulation books. I was looking for card books because I'm a cards guy myself, and all they had were like little kid stupid magic books and dumbassery. And I was, what is this book? I pull it out and I open it up and I flip through it and I'm like, oh my God, this is the most insane thing I've ever seen. And I had to buy it and I fell in love with a guy named Ricky Jay. And for a number of years, I then collected his books and stuff when I could find it. And this guy is just brilliant and he's hilarious and blah, blah, blah. He's everything that I need in a role model. And then I was in college, and when I was over at some friend's house that were all in the dramatic arts department, and all these dramatic arts people say, you have to watch this movie called House of Games. You have to watch House of Games. That's the best movie, and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I'm watching this movie, and we're 10 minutes into it. Ricky Jay shows up, and I screamed. I'm freaking out. I got to stop the movie. I said, what the hell is Ricky Jay doing in this movie? And they're like, what? Who's Ricky Jay? Yeah. So that experience didn't go as they thought it was going to go for me. I could barely watch the movie. I'm freaking out. I had no idea at the time that Ricky Jay occasionally did films. And apparently he's some really good friend of David Mamet. David Mamet being a very famous director and playwright and a guy who was very popular when I was in college. And all the kids loved him. And I didn't know who he was. But the funny thing is if you look for Ricky Jay's special called Ricky Jay and His 52 Assistants, and you can see this on YouTube, and it is worth an hour of your time. because he's so good, it's sickening. And his little magic special that was probably filmed for cable, it was directed by who?
Dude, you're spanking me.
No, it was directed by David Mamet himself. Okay, well, this was a nice little distraction. My whole point of this was, I was watching one of these specials, Ricky Jay specials, last night, and I saw him do a trick, and I was just like, what the hell is he doing? And he's doing this card trick, and then right as the denouement, right as act three of the card trick starts, I realized what he's doing. I was like, oh my God, that's so brilliant. I'm going to start doing it that way this every time. Oh my God, the guy is clearly a genius. La-di-da-da-di-da. Here I am sitting at my synth. You want to hear some synth? Where are we with this? Make it go. Okay, it's going. And I'm noticing that the thing that I did last night has been undone. Because, yeah, now I'm remembering that what I did last night was not so great. We'll talk about it some more in a minute. With myself, because now I can do that magic trick when I go out to impress all the girls. Ew, ow. My ribs hurt. Oh, sitting like this does not help my ribs. Okay, that's fine. Let's just see how much we can make it hurt. How bad could this possibly get? Let's find out. All right, so what I did last night that I didn't like that I have undone. What was I doing? Oh, yeah. You know, we've got my performance sequencer just clicking away here. But we're not actually using the sequencer. All we're using it for is clock. We're using it as, let's see, we got, I'm trying to figure out what's going into which way and where, okay, the sequencer is acting as master clock. It is feeding master clock to the modulation controller, which is then daisy chained clock out to the sample and hold, which is creating that melody. The sequencer is also having its gates used. What do we got gates? So one of the gates is not being used. One of the gates is, and that gate is going to... Can't figure it out here. What did I do here? Oh, yeah, that's going up to the modeling synthesizer, which is giving us the trash can gong drums. This thing. Awesome. So basically we have some pitch CV that's coming out of here, and I thought, okay, what could we throw that into? Maybe we could do something with that. Maybe we could add some detail, add some kind of melodic interest, because this is a very monotonous patch. I realize that. So I thought, okay, and I plugged a cord into that jack just like that. And then I took the other end of the cord and I plugged it into this thing. And I'm going to turn all the other stuff down. Well, maybe we could leave the drums. Okay. So this is before This is how we had it. Sufficiently weird. And now we add the pitch CV. Okay. Turn the reverb off for a minute. Okay, well, that's interesting, I guess. And what are we even, how are we even making these individual notes? Okay, yeah, we're using the VCA. So, yeah, it doesn't do anything. So let's change our pitchy stuff. Okay. I don't know if this is doing anything for me. Where'd my drums go? Let's bring it all back. Yeah, no, this doesn't really do anything for me. So, I don't know, let's go back to where we were. This is also uninteresting. Okay. So let's take the control voltage out. Okay, here's where we were. Now what happens if we plug this into here instead? Yeah. Not so great. I mean, that's interesting. In a way. Is that what I'm going for here? Is that what I want to do? Not really. But what if we then stuck this, instead of having it in warp, we take it out, put that into the cross modulation. No, I meant the spread. Let's put it in the spread. Okay. Has a techno vibe. Okay, I want to try something. What happens if we switch these? Switch this one for this one. Yeah, don't like, but it's still interesting in a different way. How does this work with everything else? Thank you. don't know. It's squelchy. It's grunty. It sounds like the space frog mothership is calling all the fighters back to base. Return to base. Okay, what happened there? I just plugged the thing back into the thing and now it sounds weird. Oh, is it because this is still plugged in? Yes. Oh. There were some other minor experiments that I did last night. I'm trying to remember. I was messing with the freeze function. You know, I've got the runaway oscillator set up so its outputs can be sort of messed with. And, it's got this freeze function, where if you send it a trigger, whenever you send it a trigger, it'll lock. It's like a sample and hold, kind of. It samples and holds, or like track and hold, really. It track and holds some of the oscillators. And I was thinking, okay, yeah, how do we make that do a thing that's interesting for Tobe in this context? And so I started doing stuff and I couldn't really get any interesting thing to happen, so... Okay. You know how it is. It's sometimes you're hot, sometimes you're not. I don't have a problem with that. What I do have a problem with is all the terrible patches on the baby synth here. And I hate the fact that the gain staging is so wonkalicious around here. Tobe, isn't that your own fault for being dumb? Well, kinda. It up. You've been listening to the dubious Tobe is being frozen by Death Planet something committee? End of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Another dubious goals committee down the drain. My name's Tobe. You're listening to some beeps. I gotta get out of here. And maybe I'll synth today and have something decent for you tomorrow.